This is Al Graham for the Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know. Well, we've had a couple of the Republican and Democratic debates now and have heard some answers to some questions about what the candidates would do if elected president. At this point in time, I've asked myself the question, what would I do if I were president? I realize that to get out of the mess I believe we are in would take time to do, but I began to think on these things. I believe we have to start with common sense thinking and apply the principles and values we live by and deal with as citizens every day. If I were president of the United States of America, I would stand for not spending more than we take in. I would expect my cabinet to be responsible enough to bring their departments into compliance of a budget that says here's what you have to work with, get the job done. I believe charity starts at home. That means I would reevaluate the millions of dollars we send other countries in foreign aid. I would try to make sure we're taking care of the citizens of the United States first, and then be as charitable as we can afford to be in regards to the foreign aid and what countries receive our charity. I would create a climate whereby corporations and other employers have the incentive to bring back jobs we once had and our labor force was at work. I would increase vocational education in our country in order to see that every man and woman had an opportunity to learn a skill in tune with today's technology that would provide a job in whatever field with a make-a-living wage. I would rally the people of the country behind me, seeking congressmen and senators that would say no to lobbyists who work every day to gain influence to get their way with votes taken and policy developed. I would work to eliminate the special interest. The only interest that needs to be is what is good for the people. I would embark on a strategy to incentivize those people and families living in poverty and deplorable conditions in this country. Hope and change is exactly what has been needed for families all across the country, but it hasn't happened. If I was told my Pentagon had paid $43 million for a gas station in Afghanistan that should have only cost $500,000, I would be holding someone responsible and accountable. Somebody wouldn't have a job. I would work to see that the message was sent to our young people that they don't have to accept a lifestyle below anyone. Lifestyle is and should be a matter of choice for every black, white, Hispanic, or any other ethnic group in our society. All we have to do is look at the various ethnic groups in our country. There are success stories all around, and success is available to everyone. It's a matter of choice. But the message of hope has to be there. That's where our presidents, past and present, have failed we the people. And we the people have failed to hold them accountable. We have trusted someone else to do it, and now we see what we have gotten. It's not simple. And it will take someone willing to lead America in a common sense, values way for the good of the people. All the people. Just some thoughts on what I would do if I were president. This is Al Graham for the Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know.